This podcast replay is brought to you by Caneswear.com. For all your Canes, Dolphins, and Heat needs, visit them at 2511 South University Drive in Davie. Free shipping with online orders over $99. Go to Caneswear.com at Miami Fanwear. That's the spot where South Florida fans shop.
All right. How you doing, man? Are you doing good?
Doing good, brother. Just trying to handle a bunch of errands today, man. I'm going on a little mini vacation this weekend before I come back and cover the finals next week.
Okay. All right. By the way, Caddick's wallet for Kadena, for any of you out there, because I see J-Town, you got my answer. But for those of you that are invested in Kadena like I am, Caddick's wallet is the one that you move your Kadena off of the exchanges and into your Caddick's wallet. It's also a custodial wallet. So it's a safe place so you can store your Kadena. So there you go. Anyway, I'm sure you have lots of Kadena in your digital wallet also, right?
Absolutely.
Still no crypto for you, right, in your world yet, right? None, right?
No, I still haven't jumped in. I've been waiting to see how things pan out here.
Oh, don't worry. Five years from now, you'll have a little crypto.
Regret it.
Yeah. You'll go, yeah, you know, you'll remember our conversations from the past at that point. All right. What do we got going on, bro? I was talking about this, that the challenge to build a program is not an easy thing. And obviously we've watched Larrañaga do it and do a marvelous job of it. We've watched Pat Riley establish it 25 years ago, because I love how people talk about Heat culture like it's something that popped up like a week ago or a year ago or 5 years ago, when it's like a quarter century is when that shit started, and it's been going on. And I see the inter-Miami struggles that the Moss brothers, you know, really it's been a dysfunctional place for 4 years now. You're going on your third coach. And so Mario now obviously did not have a smooth start to his run here. What is he doing this offseason to kind of level all of that off? Because the one thing you don't want is you don't want any of the stuff that kind of went on last year to run over into this year. And this is the kind of year is kind of dangerous, Manny, because we still have those Canes fans that think that this turnaround is going to be really, really quick. And I kind of tell people, brace yourselves. I don't think this is more than a 7 or 8 win team, if anything. So I'm not expecting that much from him. But what is he doing to make sure that they're headed in the right direction, that there's no dysfunction in the way, and that there is improvement?
Yeah, I mean, I think it all starts with the people you have in your building, right? It all starts with the strength and conditioning coach. It starts with the people who are around the kids on an everyday basis when the coaches can't because of the rules. And I think, you know, he's done a good job investing. The university has done a great job investing in those people. And then it's a matter of weeding out the guys that aren't really into what you're about and recruiting the kind of guys who are into what you're about. So it's a long process. It's a never-ending process. And I think, you know, the one thing that's really difficult for these coaches is when you operate in the transfer portal, you really don't know what you're getting, right? Terry Roberts is sort of a perfect example. He's a kid who they picked up from Iowa that was a graduate transfer, a cornerback. They brought him in this spring. They thought, okay, this is a guy who's played in a good program at Iowa. Iowa's always putting guys in the NFL left and right. And I think he comes down here and he's not the guy that they thought he was. And so he's back in the transfer portal and he's gone. Meanwhile, you know, the high school kids, again, you're doing the best evaluation you can. You're trying to get these kids on campus as many times as possible. You're trying to get them to come to your camps to do workouts in front of you. You're trying to get somebody out there to keep an eye on them during the season. But you're not always going to hit. You're not always going to really know the character of this kid. And so it's a long process establishing all of that at the same time, right? Having the right people in the building in terms of the adults and the educators and the coaches and the trainers and all that stuff. And then it's figuring out, okay, are these the right kids? right? And identifying that early in the high school ranks and through the transfer portal. It's a tough process, but you go through it and you keep perfecting, you keep molding it until you get it right. And it's only been, 18 months that he's been here now. And while some coaches can have a lot of success right away, and I know that's the easy thing for us to point to, right? Everybody points to USC and they say, look at what Lincoln Riley did. Well, Lincoln Riley had some really good players that he inherited to begin with. And then he ends up bringing in Caleb Williams, who's the Heisman Trophy winner. So it's easy to look really good when you've got special players and a strong foundation. I don't know that Mario walked into the same situation here. So everything goes differently. Sometimes it takes longer than others, but I do think the right guy is running the program for Miami.
I do too. I just hope we have patience because it's just a messy inherited. And I have friends, dude, that think they're going to win 9 or 10 this year. And I'm like, brother, I get it. You're going to want to fire Cristobal at the end of the year, basically, because that's just, that's what happened to those people. Because it happens with fans. They put unrealistic expectations. And then when your team doesn't meet your unrealistic expectations, you think it's their fault they didn't meet your unrealistic expectations. And so I don't know. You tell me, are you getting the same kind of vibe too from people that they're, oh man, there's going to be drastic improvement this year and all that kind of stuff? I think there'll be slight improvement. I don't know if we can go drastic here.
Yeah, I don't think you can either. Oh, I think, again, he got rid of a bunch of coaches on this staff that he realized once he brought him in here. Like I told you this was one of the first conversations we had when they hired Mario. I said, you know, one thing that he expressed to me is, look, I've been on the West Coast all these years. I've been running an entirely different program. I've been recruiting an entirely different area. You have to kind of, even if this is home, if you're operating in another part of the country, to come back here and be around here and understand the high school coaches, understand the local landscape, understanding the kids, how much they've changed, understanding what he inherited, that's a difficult situation to be in. When he was at Oregon, he had a lot of things that were in place. There was all that Nike money that was helping funnel. They were in a weak conference in the Pac-12 with USC being down. He was in an easier situation than the one he inherited here. And now the landscape of college football has changed even more in the sense where the SEC and Big Ten, it's not a Power 5 anymore. It's really a Power 2. And so, you know, you have John Ruiz who's helping you in the beginning, right, with NIL. He's going through his own issues. You kind of need to build an NIL initiative. Finally, that's getting off the ground and going. Like, it's a changing landscape. And I think for anybody to just think that, well, because he's Mario and he won a bunch, you know, he won 2 national championships here as a player and coached FIU and did a good job at FIU, he's going to walk in the door and it's going to be instantaneous. You're bleeping crazy. Like, that's not there's been a lot of other guys who've been in charge of this program for 20 years that haven't gotten it done. Mark Richt got it done for 1 year. Right. I think the sample size is the exception.
Yeah, I mean, and by the way, fluke years happen all the time in all kinds of sports, and that's kind of what happened with Mark that year. That was kind of a flukish year when it's all said and done. All right, so you know we're deep into the off season when, you know, I go to The Athletic and we're talking about the Mark Light shake and how it became legendary. And it is legendary. It is absolutely delicious. So tell us a little bit about that story you wrote. And drank, right? I'm sure they gave you what you're writing.
I'm diabetic now, so I can't be having Mark Light shakes every day like some of these SID do that come here on their visits. And play-by-play broadcasters who tell me they had 4 to 5 shakes in the 3 days that they were here. I think I would probably keel over and die. But I've had a few in my lifetime in all the years that I've been here in Florida and gone to the stadium, and they're fabulous. And I think the interesting thing for me with that story is that the guy who's created these shakes and has been doing the shake, been doing it for 38 years, Mark Friedman, his son actually works with CBS Sports as an executive producer, Andy Friedman. He's got another son who's involved with the soccer TV, right? So But he loves making milkshakes for people, man. He loves, you know, just being at the stadium, being a part of that concession stand. And Ron Frazier brought him in 1986. Ron Frazier, right after they won their second national title, was kind of fed up with the concession stands he had and decided, okay, I'm gonna get a couple of local guys to run this thing for me. And the local guy called up Mitch Friedman, and said, Mitch, come in here and do this thing. And he's done it ever since. And he's come up with all these creative shakes. I don't know if you've seen the tweet for this weekend of the brisket shake for Texas, the Tabasco shake for Louisiana, and then the lobster shake for the Maine Black Bears playing here. So just, you know, look, if college baseball to me, I don't think most of us pay attention to it really, unless there's a rivalry series, right? Unless the Canes are playing the Gators or they're playing the Seminoles.
Until the College World Series, bro. That's when we start paying attention.
until these regionals take place, and like, you know, did Miami win? What's going on? That's when everybody starts to pay attention. So I just wanted to write this story on these shakes because to me, whenever anybody I talk to nationally comes down to South Florida, they say, hey, do I have to go to the stadium to get the Mark Light shake? And I'm like, yes, that's the only place you can get these shakes. They don't sell it at Hard Rock Stadium. They don't sell it at whatever it is, the Watsco Center, whatever the hell it's called now. You know, they don't sell it anywhere else. And I asked Mitch, why aren't you selling this thing elsewhere? And he's, look, man, it's real expensive to run a concession stand, and people don't want to give you a break. It's not financially worth my while. So he's got his reason. If you want warm shakes, head over to the regional today, man. There's going to be some good baseball going on.
No doubt about that, man. And what Frazier built years ago, and that guy was always ahead of everybody else, man. He was always forward-thinking. And thanks to him, his impact has lasted forever, man. God bless Ron Frazier, man. God bless the Wizard.
And look how long it took. Look how long it took him to win a national title, right? I mean, he was there, I think, since 69 or something like that. He didn't win the first one till 82. So 13 years when you have and that's one of the guys that's the best to ever do.
And in today's world, his ass would have been fired 8 times over by year 5.
Exactly. And think about all those Heat fans who wanted Eric Spoelstra done, right? When the Heat struggled after LeBron left. And, right? It was his fault. Look, two trips to the finals with Jimmy Butler and a cast of nobodies.
Yeah. What an amazing – I'm telling you, he's David Copperfield of basketball coaches. He's so good, he fools his front office. He's so good. He made Whiteside, and then they said, well, no, let's sign him a long-term deal because it's going to be something good. And you know, he got 29 games out of Deion Waiters at 29. Those 29 games he's never played like in his life. James Johnson played out of his mind. Eric Spoelstra fools everybody, including the people in the front office, and he makes everything look a lot better than what it really is. And then when you go and try to look for the substance, boy, there's a lot of smoke and mirrors in there. And he does it constantly. Really, constantly.
It's amazing. He might be the greatest coach of all time in South Florida history. And I love Don Shula and what he did for the Dolphins, but I don't think Don Shula could turn, you know, some of these dudes into this, right? Like
Hold on a second. We got to give him credit because the Woodstock year is kind of one of these years.
That is true. He did have the Woodstock years, correct.
Okay, so the Woodstock year was pretty magical. And not only that, that year he also had to coach Scabs. Yep. And those five or six games, whatever it was, we were actually one of the better teams in the NFL. We were the least penalized again. It didn't matter what you had. His teams were going to be more disciplined than anybody else out there. And I believe we got Lifford Hobley from that group also. So that's kind of a year where he kind of did what Eric has been doing. I said this a few weeks back. Eric Spoelstra already passed Pat Riley as in what he's done in the Heat. Not overall. We know what overall. Riley's one of the greatest. But if you run Riley's Heat tenure and Spoelstra's Heat tenure is more impressive.
Agreed. 100%.
Can't do anything about it, bro. Can't do anything about it. All right, follow him on Twitter at Manny underscore Navarro. And, of course, catch his work there at The Athletic. Better yet, subscribe like I do, and you can get all the great stories, insight, and a little shake, too, at the same time. Manny, enjoy the shake. Enjoy the weekend, my friend. Appreciate you.
Thank you, brother. Take care, man.
You got it. There you go, Manny Navarro. And by the way, Caneswear, come on, man. We got the Panthers in the finals. You can go get this hat there. You saw the T-shirt I was wearing yesterday for the Miami Heat. I bought the Panthers polo, that blue polo that they have. It is just, wow, dude. I can't wait to wear that shirt out. Maybe this weekend I'll wear it somewhere. That hat, you can buy the gas station hat there also. I mean, they got all kinds of stuff. Pucks. Didn't you buy a puck also? They've got pucks. They've got all kinds of things for Stanley Cup. See, there's a Stanley Cup puck. They've got all kinds of stuff. Rats, you name it, shirts, all that, man. So if you want to get Heat gear, you want to get Panthers gear, Dolphins gear for the upcoming season, Canes. They've got anything and everything with the Canes logo on it. Go see Brett and Jeff and all the amazing people at 2511 South University Drive in Davie. And if you don't live in town and you're watching from outside somewhere, you can actually go online at caneswear.com. And at caneswear.com, they've got all the same things in the store right there online. And you can pick and choose anything you want. And when you order over $99, you will get free shipping. Go to caneswear.com.